Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries. And I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we're going to talk about the voice of the Good Shepherd. And our scripture comes out of John 10 and 4. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. In John 10, Jesus launches a scathing charge against the religious leaders of that day. Instead of caring for people, like a true shepherd, they would perpetuate theft and abuse against the most vulnerable of the community. They are described in this illustration as thieves and robbers and hirelings. Jesus uses this familiar occupation to illustrate to his disciples and us an important fact about followers of Christ. We are to know his voice. Followers of Christ know his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. John 10 and 3. To call his sheep by name infers a personal relationship with the Good Shepherd. As he approaches the sheep, hear his voice and prepare to respond to his lead. We must be prepared to hear Jesus' voice as we move through the busyness of our daily activities. These activities, though necessary, often deprive us of an important time to receive God's guidance and instruction for the sheep of his pasture. Followers of Christ know his voice. They know his voice through experiencing his love. He first loved us, as outlined in 1 John 4:19, and gave himself as a ransom to all. The hireling doesn't care about the sheep. He flees when trouble, usually the wolf, draws near. God demonstrated his love for us that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Lastly, followers of Christ know his voice. They do not listen to the voice of a stranger. Therefore, they will not follow him. The voice of the stranger represents the world and its trappings. The stranger attempts to lure followers of Christ away from the safety and the goodwill of the shepherd. If we go astray, we are assured that he will come and find us, that one last lost sheep. The Good Shepherd still calls out today. It is up to each of his sheep to listen for his voice. Let me repeat that. It is up to each of his sheep to listen for his voice. This can be accomplished by reading his word and spending time in prayer. And meditation. It's always very good for us to meditate. The Good Shepherd goes ahead of us. The Good Shepherd listens for his cry of his young sheep. He is calling our name today. That's it for today, and we just thank you for listening to Morning Reflections. Please share this podcast with a friend or family, and we'll meet you next week here on Morning Reflections. Thank you. Bye-bye.